Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:45, quarter till 9, Wednesday, January 12th. Plenty of clouds today, going to feel chilly, highs of 58, no sunshine to warm you up. And then as we matriculate through this week and into the weekend, highs of 66 tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, highs of 64 and sunny on Friday. Some storms likely Saturday, highs of 69, and Sunday going to be windy and cold, highs only in the mid-40s. So get ready for that. Martin Luther King Day on Monday, a holiday for a lot of people. Cold start, highs of 54, then a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday with highs of 62. We welcome in Christian Pendleton, Vice Chair of the French Quarter Management District. How you doing, Christian?
Good morning. How are you?
You know, what's interesting is I went back, you know, and do some research and so forth and Googled your name, and I see articles that go back to August where we talked about getting more police officers, and even before that, really, on the street in the French Quarter, post-certified officers. Then we talked about it again in December. Then we hear talking about it again on January 12th. It seems like, and if you look at crime in the French Quarter, you got to feel like fiddling while Rome is burning?
Absolutely, and it's not just the French Quarter. It's across the city, and it just does not seem like the priority it should be for the city of New Orleans.
Let's talk about the French Quarter, I guess, particularly, because what is going on with the diddling around between what the charter says, and this all started with the referendum, right, and who is going to manage the money, and then it was pulled by the city. If you can take us back through the history of this, because you can tell a story a lot better than I can, Christian.
Sure. So we have a couple different things. We have what you and I have spoken about over the last 18 months about the tax that's paid only in the French Quarter to provide additional post-certified officers to patrol the French Quarter. And the French Quarter Management District and the city went back and forth and back and forth, two elections, but ultimately the city and the FQMD came together, and we came up with a plan so that we could honor what the voters wanted and show transparency and put those post-certified officers back on the street. After we got that passed, the hospitality industry came back to us and said, while that tax is being collected, we have an immediate need now to put more post-certified officers on the street. We're going to give FQMD money to manage this program to get these officers on the street. So we took an existing program, the Royal Street Patrol, and we expanded it to cover the first six blocks of both Bourbon and Royal Street to put an increased presence of post-certified officers on the street. City of New Orleans not involved. Unfortunately, there's just not enough NOPD officers to fill the patrols, so we went to other post-certified officers. We were ready to roll it out, and then we got a very abrupt call from the mayor saying, hold on, you need to meet with me, you need to meet with my people, we want to know what's going on. And we said, ma'am, we're happy to meet with you, this is just an existing program, we're going to make it bigger. She said, you got to meet with our people. So we met with Chief Ferguson, who said, let me be very clear, I'll take all the help I can get. This is a force multiplier for me. I am all about having more post-certified officers on the street. Great. He said, I need you to do three things. Those were very simple things. We in the moment, we said, absolutely, we'll do all three of those things. And then we got another phone call from the city attorney saying, wait a minute, you can't do this, you can't do that, the consent decree, all this kind of stuff. And so the goal here is not to embarrass the city or embarrass anyone. The goal is to make the city safer, make the French Quarter safer, put more post-certified officers on the street. And so now the hospitality industry, the employees of those industries, the residents, the business owners, they're now getting a little frustrated with us that we still haven't gotten this on the street. They understand we're trying to work with the city, but they're like, we need these patrols now. And unfortunately, this weekend, we see another murder in the French Quarter. I read the paper this morning. I think we had, what, 8 carjackings on Monday? Mm-hmm. This has to happen, and we're working as fast as we possibly can with the city, but also these organizations to get these officers on the street. Cannot be any more delays.
Let me take a break and pick it up there, you know, and there is a business aspect to this as well, as you well know, Christian, but it would be different if you're waiting on a permit or something. That's bad, but people are getting killed while this is happening, while I don't know what's going on with the administration. I think a lot of people are scratching their heads about that. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, January 12th, talking to Christian Pendleton, vice chair of the French Quarter Management District. For the life of me, I don't understand what has taken so long to get... Let me rephrase that, Christian. I don't understand why there is such an appearance of the city dragging its feet when it comes to getting more post-certified officers on the street in a quarter, and how it doesn't seem to be a top priority for the administration when it comes to boosting the number of officers for NOPD, and it may be politically because the administration knows they have a tiger by the tail, but how crime can't be the first thing out of their mouths when they talk and the last thing out of their mouths when they wrap it up. Your thoughts?
I 100% agree. I mean, the mayor has moved with great speed in addressing the pandemic that is COVID. But this administration, and in fairness to this one, the previous administration, have dragged their feet as it relates to the pandemic of crime. I mean, we're issuing mandates with 24 hours notice to address COVID, but there is no mandates. There is no plan. The city just got more than $300 million in federal money. If public safety is indeed their priority number one, as they say, how much of that $300 million is going to go to recruit and retain and equip and train NOPD officers? Like, what is the plan? There's a plan for COVID. Whether you like it or not, they're very public and they're very swift with their plan for COVID. Where is the plan for crime? I just don't understand. I'm like you. Like, what else has to happen? How much more do murders have to climb? Carjackings have to climb? Violent crimes have to rise before you go, we have to put more police on the street?
The only thing I would suggest to that, and I know you know this as well, is that when it comes to shutting a restaurant down for masks, as they said, they'll be aggressive in doing our businesses, that's something that is so micro they can control that and they can appear to be making a difference with it. But crime, I think they know they have one hell of a problem on their hands. They don't really know how to address it. They know there's no quick way to address it, so they're not even taking the first step. They're just trying to avoid it politically, and that makes no sense at all.
It's not. I mean, we know the governor has said all the mayor has to do is pick up the phone and call him and say, would you please send me state troopers? And he has told us he will immediately send her state troopers. She won't pick up the phone.
I want you to say that again, wow. Christian. For people that missed that, I want you to say that again.
We have heard from the governor's office that he will not send state troopers until she calls, and that all she has to do is call him and say, Governor, we need some help. Would you please send us state troopers? And he will immediately send her state troopers. And thus far, she has refused to make the call, and I don't understand that.
And now you have this dysfunction coming out with this memo purportedly written by Chief Ferguson that the problem lies somewhere else and that 500 officers, and I'm paraphrasing here, wouldn't help him, which, you know, Ronald Surpass opined earlier that that's probably not from Chief Ferguson, and I can't believe that he would say that either. Christian, we'll talk again soon, all right?
I hope so, my friend. Be well.
You too.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.